Hey, it's Christopher, and it's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on today's show, it's all because of his massive manhood. Plus, Donnie Baker calls in, and Josh has never been in an orgy. But first, if you like soccer, you'll love this.
Sports fans all over the world agree that the best thing to come out of the 2010 World Cup tournament in South Africa isn't the exciting soccer action on the field, it's the beautiful, relaxing tone of the vuvuzela. If you've caught any soccer coverage, you've undoubtedly heard the sweet dulcet tones of one of the oldest African musical instruments, the $3 plastic horn that only takes a moment to master.
Oh boy.
That's why we're proud to present Vuvuzela Rock. We've taken some of the best songs in rock music and made them even better by adding a vuvuzela. Yeah. Just listen how much better Jerry Rafferty sounds with a vuvuzela. Nice.
Yep.
And how about adding a little plastic horn to the great brass section of the band Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
I'll bet you never thought anyone could improve Bob Seger's classic song, Turn the Page.
Oh, no.
Wrong.
This is from 72 also. About being on the road. It's called Turn the Page.
Here it comes.
Sax player Alto Reed will be looking for a new gig after Bob hears that cut. And Clarence the Big Man Clemens might want to trade in his sax for a new axe. Just listen. Sweet. Now, we know that some people think it would be sacrilegious to mess with the Fab Four lads from Liverpool land. But they've never heard this. We're pretty sure George Martin would have added that in the original if he had had one in the studio.
Sure.
Luckily, we've got one now. It's safe to say the vuvuzela makes everything better. Why settle for a great song when you can have an awesome song?
That's almost in the right place.
Yeah.
People around the world might be cheering on different teams, but everyone will agree that the vuvuzela sounds beautiful on this rock ballad standard. Keep waving your cigarette lighter in the air and rock out with Peter Frampton as he makes the vuvuzela talk. Order today and we'll throw in this bonus DVD of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, where his teacher is portrayed by, you guessed it, a vuvuzela.
No. You want me to pound the erasers? Yes, Miss Sophomore.
Call right now while the vuvuzela craze is hot. It's a toll-free number and operators are standing by and speak 47 languages. Just dial 1-800-country-code-67-555-866-556. It's just that simple. Vuvuzela Rock, only for Bob and Tom Records.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back. It's the Bob and Tom Show. Coming to you live from the Napa Auto Parts Studios.
We're in the Wild West?
What I feel like we're in Kill Bill.
I'm
in a Clint Eastwood movie.
I'm in the Painted Valley, being directed by John Ford. I like this.
All right, everybody, let's introduce. First off, we got the engineer twirling the buttons over there.
Yeah.
That's Ace Cosby.
Yeah.
I say your name, and then you say something like you're in a game. That's Ace Cosby.
Yeah.
Yeehaw. That did not sound.
You're doing like Old West, right?
Old. That was the least Old West. Yeehaw.
Old West? Well, if you want to make it realistic.
Yes, boss?
Oh, jeez.
All right, a little too realistic.
Well, we got your Chick McGee over there.
How you doing, partners?
That's right.
There you go.
This is Josh over there.
Yes, I see a fine lady next to me.
How much for the bloomers, honey?
Bloomers aren't for sale, but I've got a nice beer or whiskey for you.
I'll take it if you have a drink with me.
Oh, you got any rope?
Sorry.
What do we
Ace.
Need rope for? Oh, my gosh.
Started it.
Well, the rope was for... Never mind.
Welcome to Miss Christie's.
Oh.
Thank you very much. That's some original music from our buddy William Turner doing some special stuff for us. Thank you, sir.
That's the Wild West.
Isn't that
I
great?
Like that.
Yeah, but it had like kind of an Asian flair to it. It's very Kill Bill, I think.
Where I have never seen Kill Bill.
Me either.
Well, I'm just know that I'm right.
Okay.
Thank
okay.
you. Yeah,
I will never see Kill
I've
Bill.
Seen Kill Bill, and yes, I could see the credits to that
never
music.
See yeah. that.
Appreciate it.
Kung Fu movies, boring. Let's move on. We have, we just heard, do you have the story about what's his name, Roger Ramjet, whatever the guy's name is?
Jonah Falcon.
He does sound like a character on Roger Ramjet, though.
He claims to have the world's biggest penis at 13 and a half inches, 7.5
I don't think
to 8
claim.
Inches in
I
circumference.
I don't think claim at all.
He's 47, failed to land any major Hollywood roles, and says it's all because of his massive manhood.
This guy's a joke.
I don't know why they won't hire me.
I mean, you know, this is my voice and everything, but...
Jonah, who lives in L.A., says it's handicapped my acting because people won't hire me. It sucks. It relegates me, into
sucks.
Doing smaller parts.
Wow, geez.
That's does everything.
That's a quote.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, maybe the guy's not a good actor.
Maybe not. But
that is a possibility.
Dean and I were talking during the break. We actually talked to this guy.
What?
Yeah, in the
I don't
late,
remember
in
this
the late
all.
90s, he was one of the first people doing the live streaming, and apparently he was doing some kind of live...
You want to look at it?
Sex show kind of thing?
Performance show, yeah. So, I mean, right there, the guy's not
you like,
exactly legit.
You like my big ween?
Yeah, so...
Well, legit in what way?
Big
well,
ween.
I mean, I think you can do a live stream and still be an actor.
Big ween.
Well, I think you taint your...
Image?
Image just a little bit. Yeah, aren't there a handful of porn guys that have done some pretty regular movies? Didn't Ron Jeremy play like a cameraman in some
I'm
film?
Sure he's shown up in
I think there are more
comedies.
Female. I think they're more female.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of distracting, I think, to your career when...
Okay, that's fair.
When and everyone time every they see you and they think, oh, this guy's got a, you know,
massive
weapon, whatever you want to call it. But is his real name Jonah Falcon?
I don't know if that's his real name.
That
does anybody
like a fake.
Use their
it
real
does sound
name
fake.
In Hollywood?
Yeah, Big Bird they call him.
Big Bird.
Well, Falcon's a bird, and he's got a big old
tenuous at best.
I've got another idea for a movie for him.
All right.
How big is his alleged long here?
13.5 by yeah. 13.
How about this for a porn film? 8 isn't enough.
That was a television show, and
no, but the implication is
right.
He's got 13. Yeah,
a lot of people are skeptical.
Maybe he's not that much of an actor.
Oh, that could be a problem. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
Oh, here we go.
Sounds like I might have a long lost twin out there. I heard you talking about Jana Falcons.
Oh, really?
We probably are related, but I can't prove it because I canceled my membership to Ancestry.com last month.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way of tracking it now.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
Ancestry.
But he's complaining a 13-inch pork sword hurt his Hollywood chances.
Yes.
I don't know, man. He's had some pretty good parts. He played that speed bump in Cannonball Run 2, don't you remember?
Uh-huh.
He was also in the movie Major League Chick. He played the left field foul pole.
Oh,
pretty good.
Okay.
It's that big.
Huh. I think they should make him up to look like Shrek and redo that movie. Call it The Real Green Mile. I swear to God, man. Huh? Could you imagine? He puts the O in Ogre. He's back, and it's pissed. Just like 4 more movies. My mom, Phyllis, said the biggest she ever seen was from one of her regulars, some dick named Vaughn. He used to pull it out, wrap it around his wrist, and go up to women asking if they liked his new watch.
Oh,
swear to God, man.
I've heard of that.
Swear to God. I mean, I'm packing a lot of pork, too, but if I was Jonah Falcon, I'd have it on my bucket list to go on The Price is Right drop my pants and spin the wheel with it. No whammies, no whammies. I'm saving that for you, Christy.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Thank you, Donnie. That was very informative.
Cocktail weenie, not a pork sword.
Oh, wow.
Now, yesterday we had an interesting story about NASA. We have another one today.
What do we have, a story?
Well, a space related. But did you see the one about the moon dust?
Yeah, a woman suing NASA to keep a vial of what she claims is moon dust that Neil Armstrong gave her when she was a little girl. When Laura Murray, now Miss Laura Sicko, was 10 years old.
Sicko.
C-I-C-C-O. Sicko? Sicko?
Sicho, maybe.
Sicho?
I don't know.
C-I-C-C-O.
I hope it's Sicko. I hope it's Sicko.
It's a terrible name to be
right.
stuck with.
I don't think there's any way it's Sicko. But it's her name. When did I become the voice of reason on this show? What
Sicko
happened?
De Mayo.
She was 10 years old. Her mother gave her the vial along with a note that read, "To Laura Ann Murray, best of luck, Neil Armstrong, Apollo 11. Her attorney, Christopher McHugh, said the lawsuit is a preemptive measure against NASA, which has a history of taking suspected lunar materials from citizens. She claims Neil Armstrong was a friend of her dad's, and according to McHugh, a handwriting expert authenticated the astronaut's handwriting. The lawsuit cites a case wherein NASA allegedly seized lunar mementos given to a California woman by her late husband, an Apollo program engineer. An expert who tested and analyzed the dust found the sample may have originated from the moon's surface.
Hmm.
One test found that the dust's mineralogy is consistent with the known consumption or composition rather of lunar soil. Another test found the sample's composition similar to average crust of Earth. So who knows? Maybe it's not.
I'd like to think. Let her keep it. What's the big deal here?
Anything in there about the moon being hollow?
No.
Anything? Any cheese? They find any cheese?
No, and NASA hasn't even asked for it back.
Is it worth anything? I mean, is it a
collectible?
Wait a minute.
They
she
can't
seems
prove
a little
it.
Paranoid.
Yeah, exactly. NASA's not asked
for it. No, it's a preemptive.
What a weirdo.
Yeah.
What a sicko.
Does it say property of Paramount Studios anywhere on the vial?
Stanley Kubrick signed it?
Right.
Yesterday we were talking about the NASA, because we were a couple of astronauts. Remember this? They gave the Pope
a special space flight suit. Yeah, the blue flight suits that they wear, and then they attached a white cape to it because
kinda cool.
Being the Pope and all.
Yeah. But I always assumed the Pope would go to heaven. I just didn't know he was planning on going on a spacecraft. Mm-hmm. Kind of cool. But we got talking about the movie The Right Stuff.
Sure.
And we were baiting the Pope. Remember, if you remember this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Remember the famous scene of The Right Stuff? It's been duplicated in all these movies now where the group is walking straight at you.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a classic. I actually have some audio from the movie The Right Stuff, and I think you'll enjoy this. Here we go.
Give your oxygen tanks a stir.
Roger that.
Houston, we have a problem.
Say again, please.
Houston. We have a problem.
Thank you very much. Roger that.
Okay, that's actually Apollo 13.
13,
but
yeah.
And Jonah Falcon, Apollo 13 and a half.
Right. And
like did you that. Find any pictures of this world's biggest orgy that didn't work?
No, I didn't look
there are
for
photos?
It. Why would I look for that?
Who would take a photo?
That's what I was trying to see if they had it.
Nobody took pictures.
Yeah, they should have had a drone flying over the whole thing.
I don't think...
How does it... I have a question.
It look like a little worker.
Josh, you go to a lot of these erotic movies.
Yeah.
How does this...
Yes, I go to them. There's a theater, a CD theater downtown.
You prefer that?
One, please, I say.
You have your trench coat
yes,
at the ready.
Uh-huh.
Please, one, down front.
And then I go, can I get a large popcorn, extra butter, of course. Oh, you seem to be out of napkins again.
Yep.
Hot. At these orgies, is it like a pickup game, like a basket, like you choose sides, like when you're in school? And
I don't know. I don't know if it's a free, literally a free for all where you just walk up.
It's kind of. I think it's like this show. Like this show. It just kind of happens.
May I cut in?
Yeah, but remember when you were a kid, you're all standing around, okay,
thinking about orgies.
You choose sides, and
right.
There's you're always the sometimes you'd be. I'm not suggesting that either of you were ever the last guy.
I was recently just last picked.
Really?
My brothers and I are going fishing, and we're having a tournament, and my brother John picked my brother Joe, and then Jeff had to pick me because I was last.
Uh-huh. So how does that make you feel?
I don't care.
You, it's obviously bothering you. You brought it up out of nowhere.
No, I'm just saying. You said that you wouldn't suggest I was last.
But now, when you were involved in one of these so-called orgies, were you disappointed that...
When you were involved in one of these so-called orgies is what he just said.
Oh, I know. Lying. I've never been in an orgy. I haven't ever been in an orgy.
Not.
Wouldn't you feel bad if you were...
Have you ever played?
If you were like at a school dance, like it's kind of like when you're at a school dance.
Yeah.
And
you're kind of leaning up against the wall while the other two are going at it.
Is anybody going to ask me to dance? Yeah. That kind of thing. So, but the same at an orgy?
Have you been in a room with more than one person?
Oh, God, no. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding?
Chick?
No.
So, my
question, a buddy and I made, I made out with a girl while my buddy was making out with a girl. We were on the floor and they were on the bed.
Have you ever, like when you were in college, somebody was doing it in the bunk bed while you were there?
Your picture on one of the albums, I think you're fibbing.
No. But you had
that long shoulder length hair.
If we could do one question at a time, Christy, the answer to your question is yes.
See? I think that's quite common in college.
Pretending to be asleep.
Yes, while your roommate's getting some. Yeah.
Getting some.
Then you have to go, hey, don't stop yet. I'm not finished. That kind of thing.
Yeah, all I can remember her name was, oh, God.
I never had a roommate. Really.
What is the etiquette there?
Never?
What is the etiquette there?
I would have got up and left. I never had a roommate like that either.
It was the middle of the night. I was exhausted. I'd probably have a Xan the next day.
Yeah. I had this happen to me the short time I was in college.
Yes, even then you were a busy, industrious, type A personality who didn't do anything untoward. And
I worked hard bluffing my way through college. No, be quiet.
If you're on the top bunk and they're on the bottom bunk, you're not seeing anything.
No, these weren't bunks.
No, but you're in the splash zone.
No. These weren't bunks. They were.
Oh, okay.
Can I be seated in the splash
zone? The splash zone?
I don't know what you're doing, but...
You're upstairs.
So what's the etiquette at an orgy? At least you've seen these movies, I'm sure, Joss. What if is there a guy in the bottom all of a sudden screams, Charlie Horse? Does that limp
thing? Oh, man, yeah. If everybody backs off a little bit in the gangbang.
Just curious.
You often get a Charlie Horse when you're making love?
See some poor
guy. Oh, I have. You never have? Boy, that'll ruin things real quick.
I bet.
It might improve.
You got to stretch first. You don't know.
It's like you're having some kind of weird musculature seizure. It gives it some kind of weird vibe that sends her into ecstasy. You ever thought about it that way, Josh?
Well, I've also been with girls who have gotten Charlie horses doing.
Yeah. You know, if there's a guy who uses the term sends her into ecstasy, he's never sent anyone into ecstasy. Okay? Pal.
Okay, thank you. Let's get back to this stupid story about the paper airplane.
You don't that story.
Is this the thing? It doesn't even look like a plane.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. It looks kind of like the
It's not going to fly. It's just going to crash to
the
ground.
Yeah, that's exactly. You know what? The more I look at it, the more it does absolutely suck.
It looks like
this whole story blows.
A paper mache sculpture of a plane.
That thing wouldn't fly.
So where are they going to store it?
Maybe they're going to burn it. I don't know.
It looks kind of like all
beach. Oh, I know. Obviously, they're going to put it in a paper hanger.
Hey!
A paper hanger? Like a clothes hanger that has paper on? Is that what you mean?
Or like a wallpaper guy? What are you talking about?
Is that what you're talking about?
A wallpaper.
We shouldn't have to do this. You realize that?
We should just laugh.
Yes, somebody says something. We shouldn't have to go, wait a second.
What's the old joke about the one-armed wallpaper hanger?
I'm busier than a one-armed wallpaper hanger. It's not paper hanger. Or it could be a guy who writes bad checks.
If you don't have wall in front of it, the joke doesn't work.
Right.
Tom might be the only one back.
There you go, a little Bob and Tom extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and of course on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one.